Welcome back to Stress Less 101. Tyler Yusko here. Hope you tuned in last week where we got into some tips on some of the best foods to eat to help combat stress levels. I hope everyone has got a chance to try some asparagus, blueberries, milk, or other foods and drinks I mentioned last week's episode to really help you combat your anxiety. I have been staying true to drinking a glass of tea each night before bed, and I have been getting some of the best sleeps I've ever had. Now this week, I'll be getting into how exercise single-handedly can lower stress levels. The next time you feel anxious due to work, finances, or relationship problems, just go on a bike ride in the outdoors, or to your local gym, or even just take a simple walk with your dog. As our society becomes more health conscious, there has been an increased focus on the importance of exercise. Many people exercise to control weight and get better in physical condition to become more healthy or physically attractive. But exercise and stress management are also closely linked. Exercise can be an extremely effective stress reliever for several reasons. I will be getting into many reasons today. First, outlet for frustration. When life's annoyances or frustrating situations build up, you can feel stressed or experience low-grade anger. More high-energy forms of exercise like boxing, martial arts, or weight training can also provide an effective release of these negative emotions, turning these otherwise potentially unhealthy emotions into motivation for increased health and well-being. Number two, exercise and stress hormones. Exercise can decrease stress hormones like cortisol and increase endorphins, your body's feel-good chemicals, giving your mood a natural boost. This is the chemistry behind a runner's high. Next, distraction. Physical activity itself can take your mind off your problems and either redirect it on the activity at hand or get you into a zen-like state. Exercise usually involves a change of scenery as well, either taking you to a gym, a dojo, a boxing ring, a park, a scenic mountain, a biking trail, or a neighborhood sidewalk, all of which can be very pleasant, low-stress places. The next one, looking good. I have to include this possible superficial benefit of exercise. It helps you lose weight, tone your body, and maintain a healthy glow and smile. You may feel a subtle but significant boost as your clothes look more flattering on, and you project an aura of increased confidence and strength. Call me shallow, but this does impact many people, and can relieve stress for those who are concerned with their appearance and worry that they don't look as healthy as they could. Next, social support. The benefits of social support are well documented and manifold. Because exercise and physical activity can often involve others, you can enjoy a double dose of stress relief with the combined benefits of exercise and fun with friends. Whether you are in class with others, working out in the gym with a buddy, playing softball in a league, or taking a walk or hike with a friend, having others work out with you can make you feel good as well, help you motivate to push harder to get a better workout without it feeling so much like so-called work. Next, increased health. While stress can cause illness, illness can also cause stress, with the physical pain, missed activities, feeling of isolation, and other costs that come with it. So improving your overall health and longevity with exercise can also save you a great deal of stress in the short run by strengthening your immunity to colds, the flu, and other minor illnesses, and the long run by helping you stay healthier longer and enjoy life more because of it. Next, finally, resilience to stress. That's right. Research suggests that physical activity may be linked to lower psychological reactivity towards stress. Simply put, those who get more exercise may become less affected by the stress they face. So in addition to all the other benefits, exercise may supply some immunity toward future stress as well as a way to cope with current stress. If that's not a great reason to get more active, I don't know what is. Thank you again for tuning into this week about how exercise can help combat your worst enemy of anxiety. Tune in next week as we will be getting into how intimacy and a healthy relationship can be extremely helpful if you run into a lot of anxiety. Remember, stress less.